Good afternoon to you. So we'll just go straight into meditation. So get yourselves comfortable. I want to take a few deeper breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. Releasing the shoulders. And just letting the breath settle. On the out breath, you can have the idea of letting go in the leg. Settling down into whatever surface you're sitting on, a cushion or a chair. Make sure that the pelvis is even. There should be equal pressure on both sides of the pelvis, on both of the sitting bones. Let's just imagine the body lengthening gently at the back as you sit, releasing the legs and the pelvis towards the earth, taking in the whole length of the spine, and just gently releasing the crown of the head upward. Towards the ceiling, imaginatively towards the sky above you. And as you breathe in and out, it's really taking in the length of the back of your body, from the tailbone to the crown. Maybe have a sense of the space behind you, space in the room behind you. Let's see if you can sort of relax the back into the space behind you, letting the back broaden across the shoulders there. Lengthen in both directions along the vertical axis. Back of the head, back of the neck, across the shoulders, and the length of the spine. That's the top of the pelvis and the back there. Let the face relax. Particularly the jaw. Mouth soften. Dropping down through the throat. Be aware of the movement in the upper chest. You breathe in and out. As we should say, as you are breathed in and out. And through the heart area, the lungs and the heart there. That's the center, the midpoint between the base and the crown. Roughly speaking, the central part of the mandala of your own body. Solar plexus, diaphragm, abdomen, belly there. Front of the pelvis, really releasing in the hips there. Letting the legs be heavy. Giving the whole of the weight of the leg. The earth, lower. Being aware of the space in front of you, shape of the space within the room that you're in. We've got a sense of our breathing body within the space of the room where we're sitting. Just being aware of our body breathing, the internal feelings of our body breathing in this particular space. Just sense of participating in the space that we're sitting in, sort of an active part of the space, aren't they? Sense of what's around us, what's below us, what's above us. Just imagine that the body, the whole of the body, is kind of porous. To the world, to the place we're sitting. Try and feel into how your body participates in the world. Every other living thing in the world, you're part of the environment. I feel if we imagine ourselves as part of the environment rather than the subject of the environment. If there's a world in us, this is where we see the world. This is our breath confirms every time we take a breath. Have a direct experience of being part of the world. Aware of the landscape, the townscape, the place around you, outside of the room you're sitting in. This doesn't mean thinking about it, this means experiencing your body through your body. Within the world. Let's imagine that our awareness is kind of equally balanced between our internal experience and our experience of the world. These two experiences are sort of mingling, flowing into one another. Nice soft space. Let in the body if you can, enjoy it, breathing. Being aware of the arising of your own being, within being. I'm just noticing what's happening now. Whatever it is that's happening now, just notice that the breath in the world, your body, also happening. Okay, I'll hand over to both Leela.
Thank you, Paramananda. So again, I'm feeling quite in a different space that's not particularly verbal, which is just ideal when we're going to have a session on Q&A. But yeah, it's a space if anyone wants to share anything they noticed, experienced in that meditation, other meditations, or what's going on for you on the retreat. maybe something that's resonated with you, things we've said, or just it's a potential space, anything can happen. No expectations.
That matters, isn't it? Though you say anything can happen in the next half hour.
I know, that stingray, isn't it?
Oh, Batman.
No, stingray. They had that old time pretending to be an old radio show and somebody announcing anything can happen in the next half hour, which is exactly what meditation's like, yes.
Well, they used to say in the old TV version of Batman as well. Maybe I'm mistaken. Anyway.
Well, maybe they did that as well. I don't know, but I do know they did it to Stingray. But then usually what happened then was mermaids and submarines and things like that. And puppets looking very unrealistic. Sorry. You called out my inner nerd. But anyway, people might have something a little bit more profound they want to share rather than memories of Stingray. Or Batman. Don't get me started on Batman.
Bodhilila, can I and share something that I shared with my breakout group with the meditation that we did earlier? I don't know if you're aware, but I'm sure most people in this group, because I've never met anyone before in this group, know that I'm actually in a wheelchair because I have two conditions. One is called chronic fatigue syndrome, and the other one is functional neurological disorder. So it means that the neurological signals sort of get scrambled. And so I can't mobilize my ankles in order to be able to get that push off for walking. And so when we were doing the, when you suggested the walking meditation, I thought this is going to be interesting. Mobilizing myself with my wheelchair, which is what I normally do. So I went around my flat for one round, and then I came back to my little living room, and I have a frame that I use for standing to help me to support. So I thought, well, maybe I could actually stand holding onto the frame. And then I started thinking, maybe what I could do is sort of stimulate walking, but not actually walking, just sort of supporting myself on one leg and then dropping the pelvis and bending the knee on the other and just sort of transferring weight from one leg to the other. And it really was, as I said to the group, an enlightening experience with a lowercase e for enlightenment. Because apart from the physical realization of how tight my muscles are at the back of my legs because of sitting for so many years in a wheelchair. One of the first things I noticed was the difference in my perspective of how I view the world, sitting in a wheelchair and being upright, with everybody else. What most people normally experience, my focus, my eye level is quite different to what I experience. And then I sort of was aware of the fact that most of the time my feet aren't on the ground because I'm in a wheelchair. And so because I'm standing, I suddenly felt a sense of being grounded. And being upright, and so could make that connection between the sky being my spine and my body's upright and not sitting, and my feet are on the ground, and sort of having that sense of being connected to the earth and being grounded, which I haven't had. You know, it just felt as if in a wheelchair I'm being I'm hovering above the earth. And so having that experience of being able to connect with the earth and with the sky as I sort of make that transition from sitting to standing. And then it sort of occurred to me that I can do the walking meditation, because I closed my mind to that. You know, from the moment I got into a wheelchair, I thought it wouldn't be possible to do a walking meditation. But now I found a way of doing it. And it felt such... the group were saying that as I was saying this, that they could see a sense of joy in my face, because that's what it felt like, that I could actually now do a walking meditation in my own way. So thank you for that practice, for opening, for allowing that opening to happen for me to then make that realization.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I just feel really moved by that, and really happy as well. That joy that you may be feeling, I'm feeling joy just listening to you. And it's powerful stuff, this, isn't it?
And I was. It also occurred to me as well that this is probably reinforcing and kind of waking up the brain, that you know that the walking mechanism is there. Mm. So you know, it's sort of making that connection with the neurological system and the muscular system, and who knows, you know, what that will lead to.
Mm.
And it's just, as I said to the group, it's always the simplest things that are the most effective.
Simple, effective, and profound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a real example of like embodying the practice and all the things that we've been talking about, and our bodies also being like a metaphor, you know, for the spiritual practice and connections. And I'm just so struck with like the openness and receptivity to try something new that probably was quite challenging, quite scary to try as well. And what can happen that's totally unexpected, isn't it? Who could have anticipated that?
No, it was just a spur of the moment thing.
Hello, can I say something? It's not very, I just feel moodied up, just completely joyful I am. The way you are speaking in the group, in the way you are experiencing, I feel so joyous for you, joyful. And that's what I wanted to tell you. I feel mudita. May you stay well. May we see more happiness and joy in radiant face again.
Thank you, Mary.
So I'm enjoying being in this companionable silence and also absorbing all that Pearl just shared. But there is an invitation if anybody else would like to share something or ask something. We do still have some time. Well, it looks like maybe nobody does want to share something, so I suggest that we end with a mantra. My heart feels full, personally, and the mantra for me is a way of connecting with expressing some of those feelings, some of that energy, and also connecting with what's meaningful for me, whether it's kindness or compassion or wisdom or a particular quality of a Buddha or Bodhisattva. So we've done a lot of plain mantra chanting, and it has a real particular feel, a resonance, something quite visceral, I think. Quite primal sometimes, just doing it on the plain chant, but there's something about doing the mantras as a melody that can sometimes also help open the hearts. So I feel like doing the Maitri mantra. So Maitri being the Sanskrit version of metta, so we're basically doing a mantra where we're trying to connect with, express with metta within, metta without, and it's all metta. So in a way it's sort of just how we've been talking but being expressed in a different kind of way through doing the Maitri mantra. And feeling it flowing through you, being expressed through your body if you join in with the mantra. I mean, you may just want to listen, but there's something about giving it a go and participating, particularly participating in a group mantra. We can't hear each other in the same way that we would if we were all in the same room, but there is still something about that. So I do encourage you to join in and also not to just be really quiet and mumbling, but let yourself go for it. Om Maitri Maha Maitri Maitri. Maitreya Swaha. Om Maitreya Maha Maitreya 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 Maitreya Swaha. Okay, so that marks the end of this session. And again, if you feel like muting, pressing in the chat, feel free. And have a nice evening. Take care of yourself. I think we've gone very deep very quickly. You probably are a bit more tender, a bit more sensitive. So just being aware of that, especially if you're sharing your space with someone or having to carry on doing other activities. And hope to see you tomorrow. 8 o'clock for meditation, 10:30 for Paramananda musing and leading some practice. I'm not sure yet what we'll do it for. It does seem like people are moving to being a bit quieter, so we may not do the Q&A tomorrow. We'll see.